Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kristen. May I please have your last name and your zip code to access your account?
You bet. It's Richardson, and it's 91010.
First name, Karen?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Okay, verify your shipping address for me.
It's 624 Mel Canyon Road.
Hey, I have your account located here for the 6 month supply of the Omax UltraPure. How may I assist you?
So I had gotten a shipment where there was a lot of damage. Some of the foil had been damaged, things like that. So I called about 2 weeks ago, and they said they were going to send a replacement out. I have not gotten it yet, so I just wanted to see if you had a tracking number for that and just track it and see what's up with that.
Okay, so you haven't received your shipment?
Well, the thing is, I had gotten a shipment back in February, right? You show that.
Let's see here. Yes, ma'am. You were shipped the shipment on February the 15th.
Yeah, February 5th. And okay.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'm sorry. That was February the 23rd.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then I got it, and it was just in a very – it looks like it had been damaged and then repackaged in a very bizarre fashion in a – pink box. They tore off the shipping label and taped it onto that, and a lot of the little white boxes were smashed and damaged. And I actually sent some pictures of that to your customer service, and they saw this, and then they said they were going to send me a replacement. So do you have a record of that under my account?
Give me one moment to look over the notes, okay?
Okay, you bet.
I'm sorry, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just looking over everything, okay?
Oh, yeah, please take your time.
Thank you. I'm sorry, ma'am. It's just I'm locating everything for you to make sure I read the correct information here.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, I do see you called in on the 10th of April, you said you received a damaged product and you were offered a reship, correct?
Yes, yes, I was offered a reship. So I was just wondering, what's the status of the reship? Has it been sent out? And if you have a tracking number, maybe we can take a look at that.
Let me check on it for you. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's not, I see where the reship was put in, but it was sent through corporate, so it's not showing me any further information. Let me see what I can do about someone trying to get that information for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because the thing is, yeah, it was, I coordinated with you guys about 2 weeks ago, and I figure that's usually the amount of time it takes to get something here, so I wanted to see if there was an issue or if it was sent to my workplace, which is closed because of coronavirus, or there's a million things that can go wrong. So I just want to head off anything at the pass.
Okay, what is your shipping address for the, I'm sorry, where is P.O. Box 92957?
That is my workplace, and I basically explicitly said do not ship to that because it's closed because of the coronavirus. So ship it to my home address, 624 Mel Canyon Road, and the person, customer person, service person I talked to said they would change my shipping address to my home address, 624 Mel Canyon.
Okay, one moment. Okay.
Okay.
Just a few more minutes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. No hurry. Just take whatever time you need.
I'm waiting on my supervisor to respond, ma'am.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, she's responding now, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so actually, I do have a tracking number for you. It was delivered, but it does look like, let's see here. It was delivered to Los Angeles, California instead of the 620. You wanted it to go to 624 Mill Canyon Road.
Right, and I explicitly said that because, yeah, because my workplace is closed because of the coronavirus. So, yeah, and the person who I talked to assured me that they had changed my shipping address to my home address, the billing address. So it looks like that didn't get done. So what do you recommend? I
I'm going to reship it
can't
to the
get
new address.
What you could do is you could try to retrieve it, you know, and have my workplace return it so that way you get product.
That's fine. We're probably not, due to the COVID-19, we're not, if it goes out, we're going to leave it out. So I'm just going to, since that was an error on our end, I'm going to reship it for you, to the new address. So
Okay, and what here's what I will do. Ship it to the new address. If indeed they do not lose it, and you know, once I go back to work in a few months or whatever time it is, if I do happen to see that I have the shipment there, I will call you guys and say, I have it, bill me, but don't ship it, right? So that you guys don't lose money either.
right.
How's
Okay.
that
So
sound?
yes, ma'am. And just bear with me one moment. I'm go ahead and get this reshipped for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And I will do that too for you guys. You know, if I happen to see it, if they haven't lost it at my workplace, I will call you. Let's see. So when would the 6 month be that you sent it out you sent it out in February, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yours 6 month date will be, let's see here,
Okay.
the 22nd of August.
Okay, August 22nd. So we'll see if I'm back at work by then. If not, whenever I get back at work, what I'll do then is if it's there, if it's in good condition, not damaged or anything, then I will coordinate with you guys and so then that way you can bill me, but I'll use that as my deliverable, you know, for that time. That way, you don't have a bad impact either. Because I've been happy with your product.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm glad you are satisfied. So I did go ahead and get that reshipped out for you. Give it 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Okay, and that one's going to 624 Mel Canyon, right?
It's going to your home address, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and so eventually I will change it back to the workplace once the coronavirus is over. Because I do have a lot of theft here in my neighborhood and a lot of packages get stolen, but I'm here working from home, so I'm looking right out the window, so no thief is going to be able to get it from my house, you know, while I'm working here. So yeah, okay, thanks for fixing that, and we'll figure that out in the future. We'll figure out whatever's fair.
Yes, ma'am, that's fine, and you're welcome, and thank you for calling Omax Health. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Appreciate your help.
Same to you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.